Day. For many Czechs, Easter goes much further beyond the Christian tradition of the crucifixion and resurrection. The popular pomláska, or whipping of women with braided willow sticks, is just one of the customs that has survived around the country from before the arrival of Christianity. Today, they form part of an original Czech folklore with roots that go back many centuries. Jan Richter visited the town of Hlinsko in the heart of the Czech Republic on White Saturday and brought back this special.
On White Saturday, the last bits of snow were melting off the roofs of ancient timbered houses in the center of Hlinsko, a town of 10,000 located on the northern edge of the Bohemian Moravian Highlands. The area known as Bethlehem is part of an open-air museum that brings ancient folkloric customs and traditions back to life. This time, Bethlehem featured a small exhibition of Czech Easter traditions. In one of the 18th-century houses, typical willow switches were made by an Englishman. Todd Pritchard, who lives in the nearby Hradec Králové, came to demonstrate his stick-braiding skills.
Just making some willow sticks for Easter.
Is that something you've learned here, or...?
Taught by my father-in-law-to-be, who lives in Budislav, and they generally make and sell these every year, so just picking up the family tradition.
It seems from the skill and the swing you have that it's not the first time you're doing it, so was it difficult to learn?
It was quite difficult, but you get there in the end, don't you? Everything comes better with practice.
What did you think when you first saw it?
First saw it in the village, I thought somebody was going to get arrested for what they were doing, beating women, but I think it's a good tradition, I don't mind it.
With Todd, his girlfriend Eva Malšová came to Hlinsko to show another Czech Easter tradition.
That's traditional Czech gingerbread made of honey and flour.
And how did you learn it?
From my mum. She's been making it for over 30 years, I would say. So I like inherited it.
Is there any kind of secret trick that's perhaps passed on in your family to make the gingerbread special?
Well, the gingerbread is not that tricky, but... It's the icing that's very difficult to make, so it looks nice and neat.
The major venue of the open-air museum, located outside the town and called Veselý Kopec, was not yet open for the new season. The Easter event in Bethlehem was very modest, but many people, both locals and from elsewhere, found their way there on Saturday in search of their ancestors' wisdom. One of them was 55-year-old Emil Mika, who drove more than 100 kilometers to get here. He likes the fact that in some parts of the country, Easter traditions are still very much alive.
It has certainly changed. It used to be very formal in some villages, but now it's really nice. We have been to see it several times in Moravia and other places, and it's beautiful when the whole village takes part in the celebration. It's one of many holidays. For me, it certainly does not mean anything religious. It's not like celebrating Christian holidays. Some people might do that, but I just don't believe in it.
Jan Chmelař, a 19-year-old student from Hlinsko, was showing his Prague friends around Bethlehem on Saturday when I met him.
I don't have any religious belief, so for me it's just a holiday and time to be with family and so.
Do you do any of those traditions at home? Do you do that thing with the willow stick on Monday, beating girls and women?
Yes, I think that the willow stick tradition is sort of a commonly accepted tradition in Czech Republic, so I do it.
Most Czechs would agree with Jan Chmelař on this one. According to a 2005 poll by the EU's Eurobarometer agency, only 19% of Czechs said they believed in God. But having no firm belief in God does not prevent people in the Czech Republic from observing Easter, which is now predominantly associated with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Ethnographer Ilona Vojancová is the head of the Open Air Museum at Veselý Kopec.
Many customs, in fact, originated in pre-Christian times. I have to say that Christianity very skillfully used these pre-Christian customs. We have records showing that the Church tried to ban various customs from those times, but most of them survived despite these bans, and the Church was unable to uproot them. So in many cases, it took them on. Easter is one of the times when pre-Christian customs and ideas blend with the Christian ones.
Předchristianské obyčeje a představy s těmi křesťanskými.
Ms. Voyantsova says that although some of these customs are still being observed, their practical meaning is often long forgotten.
Naši předci věřili, že mohou nejrůznějšími praktikami.
Our ancestors believed that through various magical practices that accompanied these customs, they could influence future events. These included agricultural and farm work, harvest, or personal life, seeing the future, the health of family members, or whether someone will get married. The customs were not purposeless, they were not entertainment, but they had a dominant feature of what's called prosperity magic.
Today there is one particular custom that's followed around the country, the famous whipping of women. Men and boys either make their own willow switches or buy them and walk around on Easter Monday, lightly whipping girls and women in the family or among friends. The ritual is supposed to provide good health for those who are whipped.
V současnosti se z těch velikonočních svátků dochovalo nejživější.
The custom that's been preserved in the liveliest form today is caroling on Easter Monday, which is a pre-Christian custom. Easter Monday is the most joyful holiday of the 3 days when young men walked around the village with sprouting sticks and conveyed the sprouting strength unto the women by whipping or by throwing fresh water on them. This custom has survived even in the urban environment, although its meaning has shifted a little. But its roots are so strong that they have survived until today, including the price for the carolers. Eggs.
Tracy Steele is an American Christian missionary living in Hlinsko with his family. It's his second Easter in the Czech Republic. He grew up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, a city with a big Czech community, so he first experienced Czech Easter while still back at home.
Is the decoration of the eggs has been something that's similar, and you see that also, and you would see them hanging in Czech Village in our town, you would see them hanging in the windows, and we have similar traditions with painting the eggs, but here it's more elaborate and more beautiful.
Then, a year ago, Tracy Steele first came to the Czech Republic, and Easter became a moment to remember, as he saw the famous custom from a bus on his way from Italy.
Well, the first time I came to the Czech Republic over Easter, I brought a group of American teenagers from, I was working with military teenagers from a base in Italy. And so as we drove by a schoolyard, we saw these boys chasing these girls and whipping them. And of course, the American students were very concerned and wanted me to stop the bus and we needed to go save these girls and something horrible must have been happening. But then when I was able to explain to them, no, it's a part of their tradition, the boys thought it sounded like a great idea. The girls, not so much.
In some parts of the Czech Republic, such as southern Moravia, these traditions are more alive than in others. As Moravia is also more religious than the rest of the country, I was wondering whether that's the reason. But Ms. Voyantsova says it has more to do with how the traditional way of life changed in each region of the country.
Pokud se budeme věnovat tedy jarním obyčejům nebo ještě
as far as spring and more specifically Easter customs are concerned, there are several different areas of the Czech Republic. In South Moravia, for instance, these customs are still alive and they are very much alive in families. On the other hand, in those areas which were industrialized early on, and the Hlinsko region is one of them, these customs died earlier.
Tak ty zvyky zanikaly dříve.
If you missed Czech Easter this year, make sure that you next come to see some of the centuries-old traditions being revived across the Czech Republic. And be aware that whipping women with willow switches is in fact barbaric, a custom that has survived Christianity and stuck with the Czechs.